Welcome to this fourth ODL podcast. The theme of this podcast is not control, but coordination. My name is Paul Prinsloo. I'm the ODL coordinator. As the colleges and the different stakeholders at UNISA embrace ODL, there are more and more initiatives claiming to be ODL related. A number of years ago, the only mention of ODL was on the posters and banners on the outside of the UNISA buildings. Now ODL is on everyone's lips and there are some wonderful initiatives going on. I know of many initiatives planning different things, such as planning ODL conferences, ODL workshops and ODL symposia. A number of colleges and departments want to invite ODL experts from all over the world. Not only is there an increasing number of ODL initiatives at UNISA colleagues, but many of these initiatives have the potential to contradict one another. For example, teams and individuals from colleges visit the regions and often make promises in the name of ODL. In the name of ODL, we promise the regions and students decentralized services and more regional offices. In the name of ODL, we want to expand, for example, satellite broadcasting and video conferencing. In the name of ODL, we promise new buildings for various purposes, and we offer students more face-to-face support. Many of these initiatives' claims and stakes are contradictory, and I am not judging the claims, but rather want to point out to the potential of contradiction in many of these claims. I do not want for one moment to propose that every initiative that lays claim to ODL should get permission from a central authority. The issue is not getting permission or someone having control over the different initiatives. I plead for coordination and sharing of initiatives and resources. I want to plead for open communication and networking with regard to the different initiatives. If we continue to make different promises and launch different initiatives without coordination, it will defeat our most honest and enthusiastic intentions. God forbid that we try to centralize all initiatives and try to control all efforts to engage with the opportunities and challenges of being an ODL institution. The issue, colleagues, is not control and centralization. The issue is not permission or censure. But we will need to find a way to coordinate our ODL efforts around approved policies, frameworks, and guidelines. The next 6 months will be crucial for the implementation of a number of policies and frameworks, such as the framework for a team approach, the curriculum policy, the development and implementation of a new regional infrastructure based on an ODL pedagogy, the 7-year development cycle for curriculum and learning development, different efforts to rationalize the PQM, and various efforts to increase our students' chances on success and retention. This is a plea for the support from everyone for the coordination of efforts, resources, and initiatives according to agreed upon frameworks, policies, and guidelines. Not central control, therefore, but coordination. And may we have the wisdom to know the difference.